Charles Spurgeon was once asked, "Is it more important to read the Bible or to pray?" He responded, "Is it more important to breathe in or to breathe out?" Just like we need to breathe in oxygen and breathe out carbon dioxide to be physically alive, so spiritually we need to be taking in the Word of God and talking to God to be spiritually alive and keep healthy. And so today we're going to look at our fourth in this series of ways to pray and praying biblical prayers, because there's nothing more powerful than actually speaking God's words back to Him. If you soak in God's words, take it all in and declare it out, those are powerful prayers. I don't know about you, but if you've ever had someone pray scripture over you or just pray scripture into your life, that is the most powerful prayers I've ever experienced. And I hope that you've had that experience. And if not yet, hopefully soon in this place, as we seek to learn how to pray biblical prayers today. In the message that you got in the email this week, if you received the emails, we talked about why it's important to pray scripture. Today, I just want to give you a few tips, not an exhaustive list, but a few tips on how to pray scripture. To begin, let us pray. This prayer is adapted from the scripture we just heard in Psalm 119. Your word is a lamp to our feet, a light for our path. It reveals to us the way that you want us to walk in. We are committed to following your ways. Teach us more of your ways today. Though we constantly take our lives back into our own hands and go our own ways, and at such times our enemies attack and are always ready to accuse, still, we are committed to your precepts. Your statutes are our heritage forever. Your ways are the joy of our heart. Our hearts are set on keeping your statutes all the days of our lives. So continue to teach us today and always. Amen. There's our first example of praying scripture. The Psalms are so easy to pray because they're like prayers in songs to begin with. They're the psalmist pouring out their hearts to God, just in the depth of their soul. They just let it out, speaking to God. And so when we pray these prayers, which really reflect all our human predicaments, it's so easy to pray. Like, for example, the Lord is my shepherd, Psalm 23. We just simply say, Lord, you are my shepherd. I have everything I need. You make me lay down in green pastures. You lead me to still waters. You refresh my soul. You lead me in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. And though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The psalmist prayer is my prayer. Pray that easily. I'm sure you can too. The psalms are easy to pray. So many other scriptures. Just walking along the road, coming home from gym the other day, just telling the Lord, feeling anxious about this, Lord, and I'm worried about that. And I was just reminded that he's right there with me. And he said, I'm with you. I said, well, Lord, be with me. Help me to remember that you're always with me and not fear. You've given us a spirit of courage, not a spirit of timidity and fear, but one of love and power and self-control, and I can do all things through him. It's easy to pray scripture if you know scripture. And when you need it, it will come to you, and you can just pray that, Lord, help me do this. Lord, thanks for reminding me that you're with me. Lord, show me which way to go. You've promised guidance. And so I encourage you to read the scriptures, to know the scriptures, so that you can pray them back to God and say, hey, you've reminded me of this. This is a sure promise. This is a thing I can claim. This is a thing I can stand on, because your word is true. And those prayers will stand. You'll listen for sure. So in good times and bad times, we can pray scripture for ourselves and over other people. I can't tell you how many people I've prayed Romans 8 over. So many people carry around burdens of guilt and sin and shame, and they're Christians, and I go, no, Jesus died for you. If you're in Jesus Christ right now, there is no condemnation for you. Romans 8:1 says there is no condemnation for those of you in Jesus Christ because the Spirit of God has set you free from the guilt of sin, etc., etc. And I declare over people the words of God, and I pray over them the words, and it is freeing. It's a great reminder. At the end of Romans chapter 8, it's a reminder that nothing will separate us from the love of God, nothing in earth or in the depth, in the sea, height nor depth, angels nor demons, nothing can separate us from the love of God. We can pray that when we feel unloved, God, you've promised nothing can separate me from your love. I just receive your love today. I want more of your love. Pray the scriptures in good time and bad. Pray it over others. Pray it over yourself. Pray it over your family. The scriptures say that the joy of the Lord is our strength. That's a good prayer. God, fill me with your joy. Strengthen me to do all the things that you want me to do. If you know scripture well enough, you'll begin to know the characters too. It's another great way to pray. I was reminded this week, I was researching a woman named Miriam. Miriam was the sister of Aaron. Miriam, Aaron, and Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt. And just her passion and dedication to God as a single woman and a prophetess made her one of the greatest women in leadership in the whole Old Testament. I was encouraged by that. And the challenge in the devotion I was doing was asking, so, you know, in light of what Miriam has done, how she lived her life, how are you spending your spare time? Are you willing to do more self-sacrificial ministry and service, even though that's my job all week? And that was a challenge to me. And I found myself praying, God, make me more like Miriam, more selfless like Miriam. I said, you know, the scriptures, you can pray that, you know, make me more like that person if their characteristics are and attributes are worthy. And you can call it out of other people too. I remember going to New Zealand for a ministry conference. This church over there wanted to do a great reset in their church. So on the Friday night, they just remembered all the good things God had done in the past and gave thanks. Then they moved into lament and grieved over the things that have not been right. They moved into repentance. We've learnt these prayers over the last few weeks. Prayed prayers of repentance. And then there was a guy, a prophet, teaching us to speak prophecy in God's words over others, to encourage others, to bless them. And at the end of the conference, I led them into missional communities and how to develop those. That's where they wanted to go. But the prophecy guy was the most impacting. He had us get into pairs and he said, listen to God, pray, ask him just to give you a biblical picture of some words or an image to speak into this person's life. And the man I was praying with, just a picture of David came into my mind, and I just could see that this man had to fight battles against giants, but not by might, not by his own power, but by the Spirit of God, and God would give him the victory. I could just declare that over him and encourage him and say, you're like a David, and you're going to win your battles, and you're just going to, you know, defeat those giants. That is amazing. It's amazing to speak God's words and encourage others prayerfully into their lives. I've got a beautiful John's not here today, but he does that regularly. He'll come up to me after a service, you know, about once a month. He'll go, I've been praying for you, and this is what God's been given me. And he just shares it, and it's an encouragement to me. So pray scriptures, pray for each other, pray scriptures over each other, encourage one another prayerfully with the scriptures as well as claiming them for yourself. Now, of course, the person we most should be like is Jesus. And it's always worth praying for God to make us more and more like Jesus. I know I want to be. He's the one that we should become more like. So what if I pray a prayer to that effect now? Let me pray. Oh, Lord, make us more like Jesus. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus, and transform us more into his image. Make us pure and holy and blameless and loving and compassionate. Help us be more gracious and humble and patient and prayerful like Jesus was. He always sought your will. He was never disobedient. He sought you, he obeyed you, he listened to you. Make us more selfless like him. Enable us to love like him. In Jesus' name, amen. The third way we can pray scripture is literally. There's so many prayers in the scripture. I've been praying one from Ephesians for you all week. And there's another one just here from Thessalonians. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May he strengthen your hearts, that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of God our Father when our Lord Jesus Christ comes with all his holy ones. It's in 1 Thessalonians 3. The New Testament is full of prayers prayed by those New Testament writers. So we can easily just open up a Bible and pray those prayers that are already prepared for us. So easy. And there's some in the Old Testament too. Prayers of Daniel, prayers of David. Prayers we can just open up and speak out because they've been provided for us. The prayer of Jabez. Has anyone ever prayed that? Look out, because God answers. He says, this is what Jabez prayed. It's very short. It goes, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain. And some translations say, so that I will not cause pain, which is a translation I like. Lord, bless me, enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will not cause pain. His heart was not to hurt others, but he wanted to have more influence for the kingdom of God. And God granted him his request. So pray the prayers in scriptures. We can't pray that one exactly that Jesus prayed. How lovely, though, that we have a printout of God's prayer, of what Jesus prayed to his Heavenly Father. It's the best prayer in the world. And we get to read it. And we can pray things from it. He prayed for us to have, you know, to know him, to have his word in us, to live in his love. We can pray all these things from his prayer. The fourth and final way we can pray scripture, it's not an exhaustive list, but the final one I'll cover today, is to read a portion of scripture, soak it in, and maybe write a prayer in response. Just for example, I can give you an example that Peter Adam has given us, and there's some printouts out there if you want to take it home. But the example is in the Gospels, in Mark 2, where there is a lame man and he's very sick, and his friends wanted to get him to Jesus, but Jesus is in a house, and it's so crowded, they just can't get their friend inside to be healed by Jesus. So I like their initiative. They go up onto the roof, make a hole, lower their friend down on a stretcher, and Jesus heals him by saying, your sins are forgiven, get up and walk. And all the, you know, religious leaders and the crowds are like, oh, listen to that blasphemy. Thinks he's God. Only God can forgive sins. And Jesus, in response, says, well, just to prove I have the authority of God as his son, I'll say, be healed, get up and walk. And the man did. He got up and walked. And everyone was amazed. And it just shows the power of God. And in response to that, we can say, thank you, God, that you are the great physician. You are a mighty healer, that you want people to be healed. You want people to be saved. You want people to come to saving faith in you. And that's why you sent Jesus. You can praise him for that, for sending Jesus, the healer of our sickness and the authority to forgive sins. He died for our sins. We can say thank you that Jesus can forgive our sins. We can pray prayers of repentance from that, that our faith in Christ in our community is so rare. You know, that knowledge of Christ is rare and cynicism about Jesus and the church is so common. We can pray prayers for God to forgive us and empower us to trust Christ to heal and forgive today. We can lament that there's so much sickness in the world. We can intercede for our sick friends and pray for their healing. Say, God, you know, so many people are suffering. People are sick who are staying home today from church. They couldn't come to church. I got a few calls this morning. And they're sad that they can't come. We just pray for their healing. And Jesus is the great healer, the great physician. He wants to see us healed. So many ways you can respond with the scripture that you read with prayer. So know the scriptures. Breathe in. And you can pray the scriptures. Breathe out. It's a beautiful and powerful way to live. I think Beth Moore describes it as having two sticks of dynamite and tying them together. They're both powerful forces, the word of God and prayer. Very powerful. Tie them together and pray biblical prayers and we'll see what difference that makes, what an impact that makes in your life. Let me finish with one more prayer. This one's adapted from Ephesians 1. Praise to you, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. You chose each one of us before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in your sight. In love, you predestined us for adoption to be your sons and daughters through Christ, in accordance with your good pleasure and will, to the praise of your glorious grace, which you have freely given us in Jesus. In him we have our redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of your amazing grace that is lavished on us. Thank you. We love getting to know you more, and so ask that you will continually give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we may know you better and better all the days of our lives. May our hearts and eyes be enlightened in order to know the hope which you have called us to, the riches of your glorious inheritance for your holy people, and your incomparably great power for all of us who believe. Help us to live in the power of your love, the power of your word, and the power of your spirit, for your praise and glory. Amen.